Right now, the Museum of Fine Arts in Houston is showing work by 70 artists from Latin America who have tried over the years to envision better worlds. The exhibit is called Inverted Utopias. KUT's Michael May visited it and learned about one art project designed to infiltrate and undermine America's mass media.
The artists featured in Inverted Utopias span a dozen countries, half a century, and a spectrum of styles. But they're united in their belief that art could not only imagine a better tomorrow, but could actually take us there. There's primitive art here, like Julio Alpuy's carved wood slabs. And there's a wall full of 1940s geometric paintings by Joaquin Torres Garcia. Marie Carmen Ramirez is the curator.
It's a way of creating a language that was based on the postulates of the avant-garde, but at the same time integrating the symbols from universal culture. They wanted art to really go back to ancient times when art was really part of society. It was integrated into the fabric of society.
I can't help gazing through my irony-hued glasses and wondering, how could art consumed in galleries by the cultural elite create a utopia? Well, the artist Eduardo Costa asked himself the same question 40 years ago, and then he stopped painting and looked for a way to turn mass media into a worldwide canvas.
You know, it was not about the ego of the artist, but it had to do with a collective good.
Costa's work at the exhibit is a row of Vogue magazines from 1968. They lie open to an odd fashion spread. A heavily mascaraed brunette sports a solid gold ear. In another photo, she gestures with a shiny gold finger. Costa created the piece while living in New York, and he called it fashion fictions.
They end by saying, soon, in fact, all of Costa's jewelry will be characters in a novel. Aesthetics dissolving into life, which is some kind of version of something I told them at the time.
The jewelry was not for sale, and it wasn't really fashion. It was conceptual art that intended to remind viewers that the human form does not need expensive adornment to be beautiful.
The audience would first believe it and enjoy it, you know, because it was beautiful or whatever. But then, when I made the substance of the work public, then the audience might become aware of how really the media were operating. In a way, I cracked the code of the fashion magazine. So when they saw it, they saw something that, you know, was exciting to them, and they wanted to transmit this. And they had the best of intentions, but they just didn't stop to think that this was not really what they were claiming it to be.
Placing fake jewelry in a fashion magazine seems like a playful prank, but not to Costa. He believed that this art would expose the media and force it to tell the truth.
How about a world where information is not distorted? Well, I think it would change everything. Imagine now if you had all the information available about anything important and traumatic that goes on in the world right now in this moment. I think people would act differently. Yes.
Fashion Fictions was wildly successful, and he continued to place work in Vogue. But not only did the work fail to change the world, it became just another glittering accessory for the consumer culture to adore.
People saw it as a beautiful thing. It became a classic of new jewelry. Jewelry teachers actually taught a whole generation of designers how to do body jewelry, and it was all based on the fiction of Vogue magazine.
By the 1970s, Costa's work became much more humble. He and his friend Scott Burton began to create usable art around New York City. They crafted street signs where none existed and put benches in the park.
So we were trying to make the work useful, not critical, but helpful.
Now 64, Costa has become cynical along with most of us. It wasn't the years of repression in Argentina when friends of his were disappeared. He lost his optimism during the Vietnam War.
The people were definitely against it, and the government escalated into Cambodia. That was a terrible.
Costa has since retreated into the gallery, where he creates large geometric sculptures by layering acrylic paint. And now Costa's Fashion Fictions is in a gallery too, a relic of an era when art tried to change the world. Much of the art around it was created at great personal risk under the harsh dictatorships that ruled much of Latin America during the 1960s. There's a paradox here. In times of war and social upheaval, there's art that points the way toward utopia. The past decades in the Americas have been relatively peaceful and prosperous, and Mari Carmen Ramirez, the curator, argues that art has become more detached. She blames that very prosperity and all those things to buy.
Who is the enemy? I mean, it's like the enemy's everywhere. It has been, you know, it has absorbed everything, but it's difficult to really rebel against it, you know, because you are subsumed in this world where everything has been taken over by big capital, by big corporations, by, you know, global interests.
I think America invented the idea of quality of life and then tried to measure it by how many refrigerators or TV sets you have. And it's certainly about something else. And it has to do with communicating and with being able to give love and receive it and so on.
For Studio 360, I'm Michael May.
You can see some of Eduardo Costa's work on our website at studio360.org.